reading for October 4th, entitled Our Accountability. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? Luke chapter 19, verse 23. Our lifetime is precious, and every action should be considered. It has been granted us that we might accomplish a work that will be acknowledged by the Lord as good, enduring as eternity, if we will lay hold of it in the right spirit. It is an intensely solemn thing to live in view of the account we must render to God of our time, our talents, and our influence. In the use of the talents entrusted to him, no man is called by God to lay off his individual responsibility so that another man may do his trading for him. To every man God has given his work, and man is accountable to God for how that work is done. We are not called upon to give account of our talents to man, but to God. Our mind, our judgment, our tact, our wisdom, all are given to us of God, to be improved for him. And it is God who will call us to account for the way in which we have used his gifts. The period of life in every case is beset with temptations, and it is through faith in Jesus Christ alone that we shall find grace to help in every time of need. But each worker has a life to live, a character to form. Each period of life brings with the passing years some special opportunities for work, and each advancing year must be made use of, improved to the very best of human capability. This, with the aid of divine agencies, will show improvement, advancement onward and upward, walking step by step in a safe path heavenward. Each day, each hour of life, from childhood to youth, from youth to middle age, and onward to old age, our life history is being as faithfully recorded in the books of heaven as the polished plate of the artist reflects the features of the sitter. Each day, each hour brings with it advantages which the human agent must improve. We cannot afford to lose a moment by doing careless work for the Lord. We must use our entrusted talents with fidelity, that earnest, honest, pure, clean work may bring glory to God. Nothing less will be accepted by him. Our work in this world is to reveal the pure principles that are current in heaven. This is the only kind of work that will be acknowledged in the courts of heaven and accepted as pure and holy by the Lord. Taken from Manuscript 28, dated October 4, 1896, entitled, To Those Concerned in Publishing, Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing.